Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jammed his fingers, still in second base. X-ray is negative right now currently, so sprain, something along those lines. Hoping it's day-to-day right now, so nothing imminent with him. We feel like probably in a few days he'll be okay. Maybe earlier. We haven't had the conversation yet, but obviously we got everything right before the game. So put him on the IL is something that's not good. But tomorrow I'll have more information on that. I didn't have time. Just with the early game and how late went, got in the tube this morning and everything is just happening too close to the game to know the exact information. But tomorrow I'll find out for you.
So that was Tony Manzalino over the weekend discussing injury updates on both Jordan Westberg and Adley Rutschman. And Adley now is on the IL with an oblique, and he won't be back until after the All-Star break. That's usually like a 4 to 6 week thing at best when you got the oblique. And Jordan Westberg, even though he had the oven mitt on, he stole a base and then had to leave the game because he had a swollen finger. Said it's only going to be a few-day thing, but now you got a 3-4 road trip, a road trip that could have been 5-2 if you hold serve in two games you had, but alas, you don't. And now with the hole you've dug so deep, you're going the wrong way. The state of the Orioles as they come home to play the Texas Rangers in the extreme heat at 6:30 tonight.
Feels like the baseball gods are speaking to these guys a little bit, does it not? I mean, every time they have what looks to be their signature win of the season, and we could go back to them rebounding from blowing an 8-0 lead at the Rays and then beating a Yankees team in the first game of that series. And then it's more injuries. It's more inefficiency at the plate. It's more fundamental brain cramps and just...
I didn't mention Hanley's injury too. So yeah.
It's elementary baseball brain freeze, right? From the catcher can't catch the ball to guys getting picked off. We're back to more of that. And the starting pitching is cratering. Like, we always knew it would. It wasn't going to be as terrible as it was the first 6 weeks. Wasn't going to be nearly as good as it was for about a 2.5 week stretch where it was top five in baseball. And they just don't have elite arms who can get swing and miss, who can get themselves out of a lot of jams. It is what it is. And I think now we're sitting here with July 4th rapidly approaching, and the heat is here, and it just kind of feels like to me that the walls are closing in. I mean, from the fluky Hanley injury to another guy hurting his hand going into a bag head first to Adley with an oblique, and those things are incredibly tricky, to it all sort of catching up to the bullpen too, and Cano being optioned out, and Baker's not going to be the big show if you pitch him three of every 4 days.
Big show.
Right? Like it just kind of feels to me like some hard doses of reality setting in.
For sure. And if you just look at the road trip record of 3-4, that's not horrible when you consider the competition, but when you consider where the Orioles were at heading into this road trip, you can't continue to drop in the standings. And you had a game in which you led 8-0 and you lost. You had a game yesterday in which you led heading into the eighth inning and you lost. And there's the potential for a 5-2 road trip, and then you're feeling good about yourself, and it's a much different story. But you combine the losing road trip with those injuries and Adley Rutschman, where he was starting to figure some things out this month, and Gunnar Henderson's getting hot, but Adley's out through the end, and first half of the season, you know, into the All-Star break, and the starting pitching cratering with Eflin and Sugano, where that's just looking really rough.
Well, and then the other thing, which has been a consistency, is the inabilities at times of this offense. And look at the two games they had and they lost. They're up 8-0. They don't get another hit the rest of that game. They're up 2-0 yesterday. They should have had four in the first inning.
Sure.
Jackson gets picked off second base. They got like the first four guys on. They don't score again in the game. And they had like back-to-back opportunities. I think Carlson had a leadoff double. Didn't even advance him. First two guys walk against a lefty. Two left-handed batters walk the next inning. Don't even advance advance them. Like, and we talk about the pitching being up and down, and it's going to find what it is, and it's frankly not that good. But they were never going to stay that good. The offense has been this for the most part the whole year, and
it's been it since last June. Yeah,
so like, this is who they are. And this is the reason why, for the most part, the consistent part is the lack of offense at times. And this is why they don't get the 5-2 road trip, because they can't add on after getting those runs. And so now, instead of 5-2, it's 3-4. And let's face it, they're 6.5 games back of the third wild card. Like, and they got to hop a bunch of teams. Like, they're Bill Parcells, you are who your record says they are. They're 33-44 as we are about to hit July.
And tucked in the middle of all that was Clark Schmidt almost no-noing them.
Yes.
So, I mean, there was that, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And if he could, and if it was 1987, he would have gone the whole way, and he may have no-hit them.
And I just think and hope and maybe pray that they are being as cynical, for lack of a better word, as possible about their chances to salvage anything here, and that they're sitting back there in the warehouse analyzing all this, including their 1-1 now being out until the middle of July, and saying, let's start. If we're going to do something that might not be popular, and there's nothing they could do that would be as remotely unpopular as what the Red Sox just did.
Yeah.
Let's get around and start doing it.
By the way, a couple of things. First and foremost, Royals have made some roster moves. They selected the contract to Chadwick Trump. They've put Maverick Hanley on the 7-day concussion injured list. And they have transferred Ryan Mountcastle to the 60-day IL. So those are three moves the Orioles just made. And also, you mentioned them almost getting hit. No hit on Saturday. Here's Tony Manzolino on avoiding the no-hitter.
Yeah, I mean, we take a lot of pride. I mean, every major league team does. I mean, nobody wants to be no-hit, whether it's by, you know, single pitcher or multiple. So, yeah, I don't know if it's a sad relief, but it's more of just there's pride involved right there. So, you know, Gary saved their pride a little bit for the night.
Oh, yeah. They only got one hit in a 9-0 game.
Good pride. The shortstop pitched in that game, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Pride.
He pitched better than he hits, I'll tell you that.
Well, the no-hitter was gone in the first pitch of yesterday, so that was a big step.
Yeah, Jackson Holliday. Yeah. By the way, got on base 6 times in this 3-game series. He can't run the bases.
If they can't teach this kid to run the bases next year, or whoever's here, hopefully under new management, like, come on. That should be a carrying asset tool for him. The speed, the natural athleticism. Can we teach him to get a lead? Can we teach him to read a pitcher? Can we teach him to read a pickoff move? Like, please.
I think it was Buck during the broadcast mentioned the fact the Yankees were trying to pick him off every time he got on. They know that he's got issues. They were trying the whole weekend.
They know Kowser can't throw the ball, and they know this kid can't run the bases.
Yeah. They're like,
he's got a big arm. He just has no idea where it's going.
No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, that was something.
Do you think, what do you think of him leaving his feet? I was shocked that Buck didn't have any issues with it. He called it a baseball play.
Which one? Which part?
Maverick Hanley and instead of sliding. Now, I guess he's trying to avoid the ball that's coming in, but it looked, shady's too strong of a word. It looked weird. It looked a little odd to me.
I think he got caught in between, because you can see in real time him thinking, how do I avoid this?
Yeah. Well, because the ball's up the line.
It's a terrible throw. Yeah. God knows it's a terrible throw.
I think it was just
odd to see he was almost almost prancing. Like a show horse, like galloping.
He was caught in between.
Yeah. You're talking about the base runner?
I'm talking about Jazz.
Yeah. Yeah, because he looked like, I thought he was trying to avoid
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it didn't look like on the back view that, like, I thought he was like going to the outside. And it really was more like straight up.
Because here's the thing. In his heart of hearts, how's he expecting that throw to be where it was?
Trust me.
Yeah. So like,
the third base coach knew it wasn't going to be a very good throw. I don't think he thought it would be halfway up the line.
So we have a big Monday show. We are done early because the Orioles play the Rangers at 6:30, which means Baltimore Baseball Tonight Live from Pickles, Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken at 5:30. Guest-wise, NBA season ended last night in Oklahoma City. Congratulations to the Thunder. They are the champions. The draft is Wednesday. Huge trade involving Kevin Durant. Earlier yesterday, our insider, Milk Hamilton, joins us at 2:30. Jonas Schaefer, it's the time between minicamp and training camp. We haven't talked to him since the Ravens acquired Jaire Alexander. We'll get Jonas Schaefer's thoughts on the Ravens at 4 o'clock, and we'll preview Orioles, Rangers, and maybe some early trade deadline thoughts with Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. Covers the O's at 5.
Yeah, it's obviously another natural time to take stock of the Orioles. A fairly resurgent Rangers team, at least one that I think has hit rock bottom, comes to town. Another big series of games. Can the Ravens, I know we wanted to get to this last week and then they signed Jaire Alexander. Could the Ravens run the table at home? How often did they do it? Maybe less frequently than you think.
Coming up next, we will look at the Yankee series as a whole. What do we think positively and negatively?
Eflin?
Eflin?
How big of a problem is that?
That is no bueno.
Who's been saying trade him for weeks?
Yes. No bueno on Zach Eflin.
I don't care what you really get for him.
No.
Because whatever you get now, it's probably better than what you're going to get 5 days from now.
Zach Eflin stunk. Recap the series next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.